Welcome to MarketSnap SWOT analysis for Genesis Energy LP, also known by its ticker, EL. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into the potential of this player in the energy sector, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Genesis Energy, a company that might not be a household name for everyone. So let's start with a quick snapshot of who they are and what they do before diving into the nitty-gritty. For those unfamiliar, Genesis Energy operates in the midstream energy space, focusing on pipelines, terminals, and other infrastructure assets, primarily in the Gulf of Mexico region. They're a key player in transporting and storing crude oil, refined products, and natural gas, positioning them in a critical niche within the energy industry. With a solid footprint in the U.S., they've got a workforce of dedicated employees and a market cap that reflects a mid-sized player in this space. Now, let's set the stage with some recent context before we jump into the full analysis. Looking at the latest buzz, Genesis Energy has been making headlines with their second quarter 2025 earnings call, where they shared some intriguing updates on their financials and strategic moves. Performance-wise, their stock has shown mixed results across different timeframes, with some volatility in the short term, but a more stable trend when you zoom out to the past few years. Their sector, energy, and specifically the midstream industry, has had its own ups and downs, but Genesis seems to be navigating these waters with a focus on operational efficiency. So with that in mind, let's unpack what makes this company tick and where the risks lie for long-term investors like us. Strengths. First up, Genesis Energy has a solid operational foundation in the midstream energy sector. Their focus on critical infrastructure like pipelines and terminals in the Gulf of Mexico gives them a strategic edge, especially as energy demand in this region remains robust. The latest earnings call highlighted their ability to generate consistent revenue streams from these assets, which is a big plus for stability. Financially, they're showing some promising metrics. Their gross profit margin and operating income from recent income statements indicate they're managing costs effectively while keeping revenue steady. This kind of efficiency is key for long-term growth, especially in a capital-intensive industry like energy. Another strength is their free cash flow yield. Based on the latest data, they're generating decent cash after covering capital expenditures, which suggests they've got room to reinvest or return value to shareholders. Speaking of which, their dividend yield is competitive within the sector, making them attractive for income-focused investors. Lastly, their recent earnings call emphasized a strong focus on operational improvements. They're not just sitting on their assets, they're actively optimizing them, which could translate into better margins down the line. For us long-term folks, that proactive mindset is something to appreciate. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. Genesis Energy isn't without its flaws. One glaring issue is their debt-to-equity ratio, which is on the higher side based on the latest figures. Carrying a heavy debt load in an industry prone to cyclical downturns can be a real burden, potentially limiting their flexibility if interest rates climb or if energy prices tank. Their net profit margin also leaves something to be desired. While they're making money, the slice they keep after expenses isn't as impressive as some peers in the midstream space. This could signal inefficiencies or higher operating costs that need addressing. Short-term performance has been a bit of a roller coaster. Looking at their 1 week and 1 month returns, there's noticeable volatility. While we're in it for the long haul, these swings can shake confidence and might hint at underlying operational or market perception issues. Finally, their current ratio and quick ratio suggest liquidity could be tighter than ideal. If a sudden need for cash arises, they might not have the buffer to handle it comfortably, which is something to keep an eye on. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to the upside potential, because there's plenty to get excited about here. The Gulf of Mexico, where Genesis has a strong presence, is poised for growth in energy production. Their earnings call specifically mentioned capitalizing on expansion opportunities in this region, which could mean higher throughput volumes and revenue growth over the next few years. Industry trends are also in their favor, with energy demand projected to remain strong especially for natural gas and crude, midstream players like Genesis are well positioned to benefit. If they can lock in long-term contracts, that's a recipe for predictable cash flows, music to a long-term investor's ears. On the valuation front, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to historical averages for the industry. If they hit the earnings estimates analysts are projecting, there could be room for stock appreciation, especially if market sentiment around energy improves. Lastly, their focus on improving financials, as mentioned in the Q2 2025 call, could open doors to better credit ratings or lower borrowing costs. If they manage to deleverage while growing revenue, that's a powerful combo for boosting shareholder value. Threats. Of course, no analysis is complete without looking at the risks, and Genesis Energy faces some real headwinds. The energy sector is notoriously cyclical, and any downturn in oil or gas prices could hit their volumes hard. Midstream companies aren't as directly exposed as producers, but they're not immune either. Regulatory risks are another big one. The energy industry, especially in the U.S., faces increasing scrutiny over environmental impacts. Tighter regulations or policy shifts could raise costs or limit expansion plans, particularly in sensitive areas like the Gulf of Mexico. Competition is fierce in this space. Larger players with deeper pockets could squeeze Genesis on pricing or snap up growth opportunities before they can. Their earnings call didn't mention specific competitive threats, but it's an ever-present concern in midstream. Finally, that high debt load I mentioned earlier, it's a double-edged sword. If economic conditions worsen or if they can't refinance at favorable rates, interest expenses could eat into profits, leaving less for reinvestment or dividends. As we wrap up this deep dive into Genesis Energy, let's tie it all together with a long-term perspective. On one hand, they've got a solid operational base and some exciting growth prospects in a critical energy hub. Their focus on efficiency and strategic expansion, as highlighted in their recent earnings call, shows they're not standing still. On the other hand, the debt burden and sector-specific risks can't be ignored. They're real hurdles that could trip them up if not managed carefully. For long-term investors, Genesis offers a mix of income potential through dividends and growth potential through regional expansion, but it's not a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. You'll want to keep tabs on their debt reduction efforts and how they navigate industry cycles. So, what's your take? Are you bullish on Genesis Energy's future, or do the risks give you pause? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. I'd love to hear where you stand. And if you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights. At MarketSnap, we've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point swap breakdowns on our platform. Keep building that wealth, and I'll catch you in the next one.